We are continuing live from Beis Tefila Yoina Avram, Ramat Beit Shemesh, the hills of Beit Shemesh, and we're continuing on the sugya of Onein. And before we get to the Taisais Yushalmi, which will then flow into the Shulchan Aruch and the tour, just the Rambam Shita is fascinating. Because the Rambam, his whole Shita in Isaac with Mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah, is wild. It says, Misha haya libo tarud, v'nechbaz l'dvar mitzvah, patam mikol ha-mitzvah zumi kriyashma. You're tarud, nechbaz l'dvar mitzvah, you're all worked up, you're patam mikol ha-mitzvah zumi kriyashma. L'ficha chasan shenasa besula patam mikriyashma ad shiavol. Why? L'fi she'ein daito pnuya, Shema lo yimtza la besuli. This is, if you don't have it, this is the Rambam. Now, if you just stop there, you say, oh, sounds like Rashi. It sounds like Rashi, right? Not quite. Because the Rambam goes on and he says, Aval hanose yas habu'ula af al pi she'osek b'mitzvah chayiv likros hol ve'ein lo davar Shemibalbel Daito, Vechein Kol Kayote Bazer. So the Rambam says that the principle of Isaac B'mitzvah itself as an independent concept, because you're engaged in the mitzvah, you're potter, doesn't exist. It's all based on Tirda. Unless you say, you know what, maybe the Rambam holds like Rav Haigon. Because Rav Haigon, if you saw Rav Haigon brought down in the Rajba, in the sugya, he basically understands that you need osek b'mitzvah, but the nature of the osek b'mitzvah has to be one of tirda, meaning you have to be osek. Right? That was, if you look at the lashon, listen to the way the Aval Reisi Rav Haigo on the end of the Rajba, shekasav b'peirushav hecha de tarid tirda the mitzvah potter going kainasav b'sulav yotiva of osek b'mitzvah v'lo tarid. If you're osek b'mitzvah v'lo tarid, Kegon ones almana. Oh, the turid, the low, the mitzvah, kegon, mi shetava svina sabayam, kegon, avachai, veneer mi dvarab gankain, shein hebet, bein holy chadvar mitzvah, bein osek mitzvah, ella, shu farish kaines as almana, sabasu almana kipshuto, klomar, afilu baodo misasek benisuayan, the ika mitzvah, afilu kain, the chonin almana kain, the mitzvah, so it sounds very much like the way, if you just learn Rav Haigon, you can understand from Rav Haigon alone, if you're just learning from our sugya, that Oisek B'mitzvah requires tirda. That's part of the Torah, that you're turid, right? You're totally engaged and both physically and mentally in the mitzvah. And especially because that's how he understands koinus as almana. He understands koinus as almana as you're being Isaac in the Nisuin. So to Knisa of the Besula could be the same thing, right? You know, the koinus as almana is talking about where you're Isaac b'mitzvah, so koinus as Besula, the Chayra is also talking about where you're Isaac b'mitzvah. Why would you say that they're different? And that's what the Gemara asked. Oh, okay, so koinus as almana also. Problem is the Rambam then goes on, and what does he say? He says, Halacha Gimel, this is what relates to us. Not just stop learning, if you want the full Isaac B'mitzvah Shia, you gotta go back to the Rishonis and Sukkah. This is related to Onen. Misha Meis Lo Meis, Shuchayiv Lesavel Alav, Potem Mikriyashma, Ad Sheyikberena. Why? Mipnei She'ein Daito Pnuya Likros. So there, you don't really see any Isaac B'mitzvah. That's a pure tirda the mitzvah concept. The Rambam Shita, there are some stiras elsewhere in the Rambam. I want to get to the main part here, which is the Yerushalmi and Tosfos. So if you go through, I sent out Yerushalmis in case you didn't make your own copies. I brought you. Here's the Yerushalmis. Okay. So before we start Taisus quotes the top of this, quotes these Yerushalmis, both parts of it. Starts out, Amar Rav Bun. Okay, there's like an umr in between both of these Yerushalmis. Amar of Bun, Ksiv. The Mantiskor is Yom Seischa, Me'eretz Yitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yomim Sha'at Ta'oisek Behen Bechayim, Lo Yomim Sha'oisek Behen Be'mesim. And you notice Tosfos actually quotes this, unlike Rashi, who gets into Tirdah B'Machshav as a Mitzvah, Tosfos by us, right, actually quotes this, Potter Mekriya Shema, B'Yushalmi Farish Taima. Yushalmi gives the basis for this. Amar Rav Bun, Ksiv, and he quotes it. This is the second Tosfos on Yitzayin Amud Beis. Okay. So then the Gemara goes on. And this is where it gets tricky. So first you have this Gzeiras HaKasim. That if it's a Yom Sha'ata Oisek B'Mesim, that's not a day when you have to be Zeicha Yisias Mitzrayim. He's giving you the source for Kriya Shema, which is part of that, and L'chaira, all mitzvahs as well. Right? Mamatzinu, all mitzvahs as well. It says, Tani, Imrotza Lahachmir Alatzmo, Ein Shomin Lo. So this is the next part of the Yerushalmi that's also quoted by Tosfos in the bottom Tosfos. What Tosfos says from Rashi, it's Mashma, Ein Zakuk Levarech, Ein Sarech Levarech. But he says that's not true. Pashtus is like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, it says, okay, Imrotza Lahachmir Alatzmo, Ein Shomin Lo. Okay? Tosfos also goes on and quotes the continuation of this Yerushalmi, but we'll look inside Yerushalmi. So, Lama what? Let's go slow here. Why is it Asa Lahachmir? That's the Pashup Shah, right? Okay. Mibnei Kvodo Shel Meis. That's one. Oh, Mishum She'ein Lo Misheyisa Maso. Or because there's no one to take upon themselves the burden of the burial, except for the ones that are obligated in it, the Krovim, the Zion Krovim, as we'll see in the tour. Okay. So let me ask you a question. Let's do the Nafkamina. Man Nafik mi Bainayim. What's the Nafkamina? Hayelo Misha Yisa Maso. If you have someone else who is there who can take the burden. Im Toimar, B'nei Kodesh Olmeis, Aser. Im Toimar, Shein Olmeis, Yaso. Right? Hayeshlo, Misha Yisa Maso. Okay? So he says, that's a Nafgamina. If it's a B'nei Kodesh Olmeis, who cares if Yeshlo, Misha Yisa Maso? It's still the Yisr to be Machmir. And according to Ein Lo Misha Yisa Maso, you have someone. So, you could be Machmir. Let me ask you a question. Are you Chayiv? Are you Chayiv? Are you Chayiv?
No.
You're not Chayiv. You'd still be Potter. And the question is, what's the Pshat? What's the concept? Okay? So we're gonna go with the Pasha Pshat. It sounds like they're asking simply about the Chumrah. Do you have to be Machmir? Is it Aser? Okay? To be Machmir, and they say yes, and there's a case where, according to Ein Lo Misha Yisa Maso, you're allowed to be Machmir, and Pashas be Mekayim the Mitzvahs. Okay? We're gonna get to an analysis of this soon. You should just know that this is a big point of contention between, when we get to the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see this, between the Chazon Ish and the Gra, okay? Where the Chazon Ish actually holds, although it's difficult, there's gonna be difficulties in this, that you're gonna be Chayiv. In the case of Yesh Lovisha Yisav Aso, you're Chayiv, according to his opinion. And the Gra holds, like we're all saying, that no, you're just allowed to be Machmir, but you're not Chayiv. But we're going to go with that. We're going to go with the Mahalach that the Ptur is still there, but you could be Machmir. Okay, let's go on. Then the Gemara goes on and says, Tani Pater Minatilas Lulav. We got a problem here. We got a problem. We have a brisa that says you're Pater Minatilas Lulav, which implies that on Yom Tov, you're Pater. So Gemara answers, no problem. Tifater Bichol. Talking about Cholomoid. Okay. What's the question? We're doing this, the reason why we're doing this, because it's very important, because Tosfos, the Rush, and the Rajba are all going to have different variations of how to understand this Yerushalmi. We're not going to do all that today. We're going to get grounded in the Yerushalmi and Tosfos today. And Thursday we'll try to, you know, finish up the Sugya with the other Rishonim, and I don't know if we'll finish up the Sugya, but we'll finish at least this part of it. Well, when he says here, Pater Minatilas Lulav, who's he saying that according to? Everybody? It's a kasha? Is this a kasha according to Kvodo Shel? Is it a kasha on both Kvodo Shel Meis and Ein Lo Misha Yisa Maso? Is it a kasha on Yomim Sha'at Oisek Bahen B'Meisim? And for sure it's a kasha on all of them. Or is it only a kasha on Ein Lo Misha Yisa Maso? So the truth of the matter is, we're going to see a whole slew of approaches to this. If you saw Tosfos, incredibly, seems to hold that if you go with Kavod Ames, you putter, no problem. You should still be putter, even on Shabbos. We have to figure that out. And the kashi here is Dafka on Ein Lo Misha Yisa Maso. Well, the Rajba holds it's on everybody. So each of these sheep are going to need to be defined, and it's going to be critical, you know, how they understood each of these concepts. Okay? So let's see. So let's now assume, for sure, according to everybody, this kasha is at least on the approach of Ein Lo Misha Yisa Maso. And he says as follows. Listen. On Yom Tov, there's no issue, right? As Tosfos says, Ein O Tarid Lisa Maso on Yom Tov. So if you're not Torah Lisa Maso in the first place, there's no issue to be Yisa Maso, so why should you be Potter? You should be what? You should be Chayiv.
Why isn't it different than if someone else is doing it for you?
Now you're running into a shtickle trouble. So what's going on? Now you know that the Chazanish is not so crazy. Okay? He was obviously stuck with this. But that's the Farish how, look at Tosfos. Look what he says. Vatanya Pater Minatilas Lulav, Vekasalka Daitach Demairi Biyontov, Ubo Eino Torud Lisa Maso. That's his kasha. Umishani Tipater Bechol. So the answer, no, it's Chol. Beheina Chinami. On Yom Tov you should be chayim. So then the Gemara goes on and says, "What do you mean? Can't be, because there's another brisa." Vahatani, let's go. Look at the Yerushalmi now. Vahatani, pater mi tkiyas shofar. And there you can't say there's no chol hamoed in shofar. It's a chol hameimer b'chol v'lo b'yantar. You can't do that. I'm a Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina comes and says, Mekevan shu zakuk lo lahavi lo aron v'tachrich. And this is an unbelievable siyat l'shmaya, because this Inyan, I just did in Mishnah Berurah Yomi the day before this. I don't know if anyone does Mishnah Berurah Yomi. You don't do Mishnah Berurah Yomi, but they're doing this right now, Mishnah Berurah Yomi. There's a halacha like this. There's a halacha, you're not allowed to be machshech ala tchum. Anyone know what the issur of being machshech ala tchum is? Not a chana. It's minso cheftzacha. Minso cheftzacha is a different halacha. It's that you're not allowed to position yourself to, right? Is it the same way as bedaber davar? You're not allowed to discuss something that is a malacha or something that's asr on Shabbos. You're not allowed to position yourself, even something that's mutter, do some type of activity that positions yourself to do something that is asr if it would be done on Shabbos. That's what's called Minso Cheftzacha. Himself chafzecha.
So what does it mean? You like walk to the edge of the tchum?
Yeah. In order after Shabbos to go ahead and do some malacha de rice, or even malacha de rabbanon. Okay, which even malacha de rabbanon. The only thing you're allowed to do is you're allowed to be machshich al tchum to go out of the tchum. How can you do that? Because it's only if it's something that's a categorical isser. And this tchum is not a categorical isser because you could always put huts there and then that would allow you to go outside the tchum. So it's a tricky thing. But definitely something like kvura in principle is aser. So the chiddush of the Gemara and other places and in the Shulchan Aruch is that for mitzvah, that's what, because it's not called cheftzecha, it's called cheftzei shamayim. So cheftzecha is asa, but not cheftzei shamayim. So you're allowed to go ahead and be machshich alatchum for kvura. So he says, since you can be machshich alatchum, right? Lefakeach aliskei akala, the aliskei ameis, lahavi lo aron v'tachrichim, which is good, malacha, okay, chalilin and mekanes, kemishu nosei maso. He is like someone who is nosei maso. And therefore, that's why you're potter. But we're not out of the woods yet. Because, as you all know, if you did the rest of our Gemara, and you continued on in the Yushalmi, there's another brisa. Right? If you look at our Gemara, what does our Gemara say? Right? Ein levarchin, ein mezamnin alav, upotem mekriya shema, u minatvilum, u mikomizom azatorah, uveshabbos, mesiv, v'ochal basa, v'shosei yayin, u mevarech, u mezamnin, u mevarech alav, mezamnin alav, v'chayiv v'chal amitzah. He says, okay, oh, Yushalmi bavi machlokas. No. Yushalmi itself, an amud later, check it out. Aval kolz mancha mesiv mutalafonav, ochal ezachavero, etc. And he goes on and on and on and on, and you skip over till okay, middle of al b'shabbes, the middle of the same brisa, meisiv va'ochel basa v'shosei yayin, the ochel kol tzorcha v'shosei kol tzorcha u'mezamnin alav v'mbirach ein oinin achar amein, etc. Okay. Okay. So what's going on here? So Tosus brings up this problem. Tosus says the stira between the Reisha and the Seifa of the Yushalmi. Let's go on to Tosus. Now let's do Tosus. Tosus says, right? Aaron v'tachrichin k'dedan mashichin alatchum lavi lo Aaron v'tachrichin k'moshu nosei masal dami alma mashma de b'shabbosos v'yom tovum ein a rashay levarich l'sbalo de tarid lahashich l'alatchum lahavi Aaron v'tachrichin v'kasha miseifa diktani b'shabbos mevarchin alav u'mezamnin alav v'chein tami, right? And he says, and we have this not only in the Seifa of our Braisa here, it's brought down in the Yerushalmi, right? So two teruts. Omer Ari, the Pligia Dadi, Reisha v'Seifa, they're arguing with each other. What's the argument? He doesn't tell us. Then he goes to Rabbeinu Tano. Rabbeinu Tano haya oimar de'efshar liyashvo de'vadai imdaito lahachshich alatchum oz yesh lanu lomar de'tarid lahachshich ve'eno rashoi levarech. I'll be safe of my bish ain't daito lahachshich alatchum. He says, none of my focus. Reish and the Sefer. It all depends. Not that, see, according to the fact that you can be mashik al-tchum That's already what creates the p'tur, or says, no, we couldn't care less about that. This shita says, no. It's not just the ability to be mashach al tchum. If you have das to be mashach al tchum, and l'chayra, then go ahead, be mashach al tchum, then you are potter. But otherwise, not. So the question is, what in the world, okay, what in the world is going on over here? What's the machlokas between the Ri and Minatano? What's the machlokas of Reisha and the Seifa? What's really pshat tvodo shomeis versus ein lo misha yisa maso? What's going on over here? And by the way, look what he goes on and he says at the end. Just lest you think that, you know, kvodo shomeis, according to kvodo shomeis yichayev, he says, umiu hai taima lo shayech la taima de mishum kvodo. Meaning that when it comes to mishum kvodo, can't say any split like this, you should be potter. So according to Tosfos, it comes out like this. Mishum kvodo, you should be potter on Shabbos too. And when it comes to the issue of what? When it comes to the shita of ein lo misha yisa maso, so according to the Ri, it's a machlokes brises, Reisha and the Seifa, and according to Rabbi Nathano, no, it all depends on whether he had daito lahachshich alatzchum. Those are the facts. So what's going on? So it seems like this. It seems that according to Tosfos kvodo shalmeis. Parshat Pshat Kvodo Shalmeis is that kol zman that someone is your mace, mutal alav l'kavroi, your responsibility, you have a responsibility, kol zman that the person still has this responsibility for kvura. Yeah, true, on Shabbos he can't do it. But overall, kol zman that there's responsibility for kvura, whether or not someone else can do it for you, the one who has the if you have the responsibility for kvura, there's a pegiya in the kavod ha-meis. There's a pegiya in the kavod ha-meis to go ahead and do what? To go ahead and do mitzvahs. This is not what you should be doing when you have right? The Torah is telling you that's the gzeres hakasuv. That's the gzeres hakasuv of Yoim Sha Isaac by the Chaim Veloy be Mason. When you are responsible for taking care of the mace, you have the mace on you, a love, as the Gemara goes on to say. By the way, if you go on to Tosfos, he says Lafana doesn't really mean anything. It's all about Mutu Allah, not Mutu Lafana, Mutu Allah. So then it's covered on mace. It's a wild idea. So while it is, like, you cannot do mitzvahs. I saw somewhere, someone wanted to say, I think Rav Azariah Berzon, I heard something to shame him that he wanted to connect it up to a kohen that's sort of like, mechuyav to be mechalel himself. The mitzvah to go ahead and be mistame for your kohen, a kohen. Do you see, like, he has to be mechalel his kedusha. So Yisrael also, and it says, has to be mechalel his kedusha by not doing mitzvahs. I think it's a big jump. I don't know if he's saying it in this taisis. I don't think you have to say that. I think the pshat is, the Torah is telling you, this is your time, okay, to go ahead and take care of the mace, and to do anything else, even mitzvahs, is a pegiya in his cover. Okay? The tough sheet, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if let's say you have someone to go ahead and do it. So if you have someone to go ahead and do it, it doesn't take away from you're the one with the responsibility. By the way, he goes on to say, this is very important, once he hands over the responsibility, nimtzar lo l'rabim, that's different than yesh lo misha yisa vasol. Nimtzar l'rabim means you've given over the responsibility. And someone's taking it over for you. So then, Tosfos the Shita is, then there's no longer any pegi in the cup because you no longer have that responsibility. Very, very cool shita. If you go, we'll get to the Taisus.
They stop and just reverse back. But I'm lying, he still has responsibility.
No, they took it over. Nimsalo, nimsalo. You're going to see. We'll get to it in Tosis. You'll see. Tosis has this wild sheet. Normally, the halacha is like this. If you already hand it over, and they leave the bias and they start going, okay? So then, like Nimsalo looks, and they go out of the house, he's already an avel. He already sits shiva. That's the halacha. He's already an avel. That's like the big shaila, like in the Yushalayim, in the Minhag Yushalayim, when they don't go down, like in Yushalayim itself, when they just hand over, the family, once they hand it over to the Chaver Kedisha, they don't go down.
They don't go to the Kavur?
Yeah, it's wild. Right? They don't even go down to the Kavur. They go after. Okay, so they if you listen carefully, they say the same thing here in Beit Shemesh, but no one listens, or they go on the side. And they watch on the side. They come after. Okay, most in Yerushalayim they don't even let them get near. They keep them on top, and then they bring them down afterwards. I think that's the way it goes. But the big shaila is there. There's a little time left.
What happens like a skier?
Yeah. So then you become an avil. You're no longer an owning. But we're going to see the choice of the sheet where he hands the body over, but they didn't leave the bias yet. So he says he's not an onen, he's not an avel, because he gave it over. We'll get to there, but right now, don't worry about that. Let's just understand. Up until that, basically, even if it's yeshlo misha yisa maso, kolzman you have the responsibility. There's a kavod on meis issue. Okay, that's clear. Okay. Shabbos and yontif. What about there? So Tosis's assumption. Not everyone's going to agree to this. Tosis' assumption is, it's still you. God predict you have a responsibility. You may not be able to do it, right? But there's a clear responsibility on you, and therefore there's still that p'tur. You see, the Rashba is going to be cholik on that. Comes the next sheet. This is the tricky one, because as we said, the poshut pshat is that there's a p'tur if yesh lo misha yisa maso. You're just allowed to be what machmir. You're not chayim. That's the Parshup shot. But then it runs into trouble, as the Chazanish points out. Because then the Gemara goes on and assumes that if, without the answer of Yochel Lahachshich HaLatchum, the Gemara assumes that on Yom Tif, you're going to be what? You're going to be Potter. You're going to be putter from shofar. What's the problem with being putter from shofar? We said you're putter. Again, you got the problem? By yeshlo mi shehichshich. By Yeshlo Misha Hikshif. So it says, you're gonna be what? We understand why you're potter. By Yeshlo Misha Hikshif. I'm gonna go backwards.
Yisa Maso, you mean.
No. We're going according to Yeshlo Misha Yisa Maso. In the Teretz of the Gemara. Okay, the fact that what? Yochol Lahachshich HaLatchum. So that explains why there will be a tour. Okay, and the chayra, we could say you can't be machmir. You can't be machmir either if you don't have anyone else. Let's go back a step. Let's say before they came to the terrace of Yeshlo Misha Hikshik. So what is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is?
He should have been chayiv because you can't do it.
He should have been chayiv. Why should he have been chayiv? He's still putter. It's just a halacha in chumra. Just a halacha in chumra. Yeshlo misha yisa maso. That's the problem. Go like the Chazanish, it makes a lot of sense. So the teretz, I think, is as follows. You gotta go to the Gzeres HaKosov. What's the Gzeres HaKosov? Yom she'osek bo b'chayim v'lo yom she'osek bo b'mesim. You with me? When you have a yom she'osek bo, a yom she'osek bo b'chayim, so that's when you have mitzvahs. If it's a yom she'osek bo b'mesim, there's a p'tur. There's a p'tur. But if it's not a yom she'osek bo b'mesim, what's the day it's not a yom she'osek bo b'mesim? Shabbos and Yontif. So then guess what you should be? Chayiv. Einlo and Yeshlo Misha Yisa Maso. That's a separate halacha. On a Yom She'osek Bo B'Mesim, where you have the what? The Ptur. If you have no one to take the burden, so then there's an Isser of being Machmir asked, like an Isser of neglect. It's a separate Isser. There's the Ptur, right? It's not a covered on Mace Ptur, even it might be Mishum, it's not a Begin is covered. In other words, the Torah basically says, you're off the hook on a Yom She'osek Bo B'Mesim, you're off the hook. If it's not a Yom She'osek Bo B'Mesim, you're not off the hook. So that's why he's asking. So according to you, why should you be what? Why should you be Potter? Now what's fascinating is that according to, you know, Tosafot just assumes that according to Kvodo Sholmeis, this is not a Kasha at all. See, the Raj is not going to hold this way. For some reason, he assumes Kvodo Sholmeis has nothing to do with the Yom. That's a halacha in the Gavra's responsibility. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference. Shabbos, we understand. Okay. Yontif, we understand why you're Potter. But according to Ein Lo Mishe Yisa Maso, where there's a separate Chumrah, where the Isser is not tied into the Ptur, so then the Ptur is Halacha of Yom She'osek Bo B'Mesim. And now watch this. So what's the teretz of the Gemara? The teretz of the Gemara is, according to the Reed. Since you're giving Machshech Al HaTchum, it is the ability to be Machshech Al HaTchum defines it as a what? A Yom She'osek Bo B'Mesim. You hear? That was the kasha. How could you say what? How could you say you're going to be Potter Mishofar? It's Yom Tov. It's not a Yom She'osek Bo B'Mesim. No, it is. It is. Because you're going to be Machshech. The fact that there's the ability to be Machshech Al HaTchum already defines it as a Yom. Obviously, what is the, according to the Reed, who says the Seif is Cholek, so he obviously rejects. He says the ability to be Mashiach Al HaTchum is not going to define the essence of the day. Like, you know, because you have the ability to be Mashiach Al HaTchum, that's now going to redefine the day. In fact, we're going to see a Shita, a wild Shita that says that Mashiach Al HaTchum, according to the Reisha, is only Kol Zman that he's Machshech Al HaTchum. But, and this is what the Rajba says. He says, I don't know if it's the Rush or the Rajba. He says, and we're talking about a case where you didn't have a shofar in the morning. You hear this? He says, since you can be Machshech Al HaTchum, so you don't want your putter from shofar. When you're Machshech Al HaTchum later in the day. But if you had a shofar in the morning, you would have been Chayiv. So that's not the push-up shot. The push-up shot is, right, in the Reisha, that because there's the ability to be Mashiach Al HaTchum, that defines the day as a Yom She'osek Bo B'Mesim. And the Sefer says, no, you know, it's because at the end he happens to be Mashiach Al HaTchum, or he has the ability to be Mashiach Al HaTchum, that's going to redefine the day. Okay? Then, by the way, you have to get all these shittas down well, because to figure out the Shulchan Aruch, So Shulchan Aruch has like a wild split. Don't do it. If they do it, ain't mochid biyada. Like what's going on in Shulchan Aruch? And it's going to be after we get through Tosfos, the Rush, and the Rajba, we'll see if we can make heads and tails out of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. The Rabbeinu Netanel, he says a third sheet. He says the Machshech al Tchum, whether the day is going to be defined as a Yom She'osek Bo V'Mesim, that is totally on whether he defines it that way. He has to practically implement it. It's not just the ability. It's not just the ability to, the ability to be Machshech al Tchum that's going to define the day. It's only if he has Daito, right, and then he ultimately comes through with it, and he's Mashiach al Tzvum. Then you can say that day has been touched up as a Yom She'osek Bo V'Mesim. It's like a process. He's going to be Mashiach al Tzvum. So therefore now, and he obviously does it, so then the day becomes defined as a Yom She'osek Bo V'Mesim. So that's the ratio. The Seif is talking where he's not going to be Mashiach al Tzvum. So therefore he's Chayiv. Okay, so those are the approaches. There's going to be a lot of different approaches here. There's going to be approach of the. There's going to be somebody showing going to say the chiddush between Shabbos. That's talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov and Shabbos are different. It's going to be a whole slew. That is okay. I believe Tosfos is Shita and how he understands the Yerushalmi. Now let's just look at this other thing that I was telling you about. So he goes on and he says. These next five lines, I do not know what the chiddush is. Anyone can figure it out by Thursday. I love to hear. Look what he says. Umina Yushalni de Mishani de Pata Minatilas Lulav de Mairi Bechol Amoid. Remember, in the initial stage of the Gemara, before the Gemara came to the answer of being Machshech al Tchum, correct? So what did the Gemara answer? Oh, Chol Amoid. So it was going with the assumption that there is no Ptur on Yantif. He says, "The Torah lisa maso lemadnu shebechol amoid shayich aninus. Al chol amoid there is aninus. Kishemetol mutol meso mutol lefanav. What's the havmina not? You can bury the meso chol amoid. Why would you hear what's bothering me? Like, what's this havmina not? What do you need to?" I understand. That was a terror to the Gemara. But like, so from here we see? I mean, I could have figured it out without the Yerushalmi. Okay, so that's it. Now, the next part of the Gemara, the Hagois, okay, Vitziyunim, my guys were thinking about Yom HaTzmut, so they kept calling it the Hagois Vitziyunim. So, you have that in here. So you see, he says this is a new Dibra Maskil. So the whole new, and he also changes up the gear cell a little bit. It goes like this. This is how you read it. He's quoting after Kishemesa Muta Lefanav, so period, end of Tosfos. Now it's a new Dibra Maskil. Kavan Shemutal Alav Lekovro. Kimutal the fun of dummy. That was the line from the Gemara that it's quoting. Then he says, "Bechein ipcha," and so too the other way around. Misha meso mutal the fun of. Let's say you have a case where your meso is before you. Ve'ein alav lekovro, and it's not upon him anymore to be kovro. Eino noe ganinus. So what kind of case is that? So he says, Chayim Mashrib Yushalmi. This is where he now points it out. This is what's Mashrib from the Yushalmi. Nimsa l'rabim ochel basar v'shosi yayin. Nimsa l'ksafim k'nimsa l'rabim. The Al-Karchach, Nimsa l'rabim, Ratzalom, look what he says. Afilu l'fanav. Nimsa l'rabim has to be even when he's still there. The meso. I mean, the karo has to still be there with the meso and the rabbin. The ishalo the fun of tape glacia miyad chal of avelus. What do you mean? What do you mean? You could eat basar, v'yayin, and of course you just say avelus starts. What do you got to say? Right, ochel basar v'shos v'yayin. And you could say that's what it means. You know, but that's not what he's learning. It says, just say shemiyad chalav avelus mishigatz beis abeso. This is a big insight. The people think that the avelus starts from the burial, fakir chagal. But that's only when the karov is there. But if the karov gives over and now he's being taken by someone else.
It's like when you put the body on the plane.
Because the pshat is, the mace is, it's when you depart from the mace. It's when there's a separation. Okay? So, but here, it's interesting. There's no, like, the mace is still there. He's still with the mace and he's still with the rabbin. But he gave over the responsibility. That's what he seems to be saying, right? So he says, in that case, there's no longer any aninas. So let me ask you a question. He's not just saying this according to, like, is he just going with the shita of ein lo misha yisa maso? He seems to be going even according to the kavod ames shita. So I understand kavod ames. Why shouldn't that still be there? So I think the pshat is because the kavod ames is kol zman that there is this gavurdik responsibility. There's a concept of nimsar l'rabin, nimsar l'ksavim, that basically you've given it over. They've taken over the achrayas. Okay? Now, this is a came in lochal of aninus, imkain adam, she'ena yachal l'gvor meso. This is wild. There's another problem I need to think about. Okay? Because I'm still having great difficulty with this. He says, imkain adam, she'ena yachal l'gvor meso, can go on adam she'mes v'beis asurim. Someone dies in a jail. Ve'ena moshal manicho l'kovro. And the warden doesn't let him, okay, get buried. So the krovim are out there, and they want this warden to give over the body. Nira, that means we have this situation in Gaza right now. Nira she'ein chayiv linhog bo aninus, sharei ein zem mutal alav l'kavro. Why? And they she'ein a yachol l'vdoso, since he's in a situation where he can't be pointed, not letting him go. Ulotziyo l'kavro, and take him out to bury him. So,
was it different Shabbos?
What? What do you mean? You mean because he still has the
yeah.
Right? That's one kasha. Very good. And then listen to this next thing. Gidatanya. In other words, somehow he's viewing this as an abdication of, like, it's strange. Like, wait, is it an abdication of his responsibility here?
Well, what's the other alternative? He's an onain forever. Clearly, Aninus applies when it's shayach to be cover the person.
So what do you say? But Mishum Kvodo Shel Meis, we still said there was a p'tura on Shabbos.
Maybe Shabbos is because you know it's
okay, but it's still
funny thing. So.
It's still muta on him to
you know, no. You're right. But that would be true if he can't. You got to go on with this because he goes on and he says, "Kidatanya." Look what he says. It's very strange. The rest of this is very difficult. Kidatanya Maseches Smachos. So then he starts to compare it to like something like that you were saying. Nisyashu Balov Milakovro. That's different. That's misavlin alav. Then you could already do avelus. Upasuk minei tares aninus. Why he's making that comparison, I have no idea, because look what he says. Mi ubosa shetafso moshal gam avelus eno chayim. Velo dummi linis yashu milikovro. Shesham eno kovro su. Aval hacha adayin hu mitzape. Yes? Im yuchal lasos pshara im amoshel La nicho la kavro. It's a very, you have to say something like you're saying, but it's going to be a very fine split. It's going to be like Shabbos on one extreme. Then you're going to have this yashu with the kovro, which basically becomes like, the assumption is he's gone. And therefore, avela sets in. And that's why aninus is not there. And then there's this milzita, right, of, it's not mutla love the kovro because he's in prison and the guy's not letting him out. My problem is, besides formulating exactly why this is different, as Ari said, than Shabbos, just like more or less, What's he bringing a raya from the Siyashu Milikovro? Two different things. The Siyashu Milikovro is a velus. That's why there's no aninus. Because he's gone. He's gone. He's gone. So what's he bringing a raya from there to this case where there's no avelus because he's not gone, but there's no aninus? How do you see it? There's no aninus. How do you prove that from the Siyashu Milikovro? You hear the problem? That's where I'm stuck. Well, hopefully by Thursday someone will love something.